Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, former Major League Baseball pitcher Scott Sanders covers the LSU Tigers. Scott, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
No, thank you, brother. How's it going?
All right. Scott, I got to ask you right off the bat. That was a really, really strong pitching performance this morning. Thatcher Hurd, but really was more important, man, to finish it off. Ackenhauser did a really nice job, did not give up a run. And so, man, if you can get that down the stretch, because we know what Skeens is going to do. But the other guys, it's sort of 52 pickup at times. But that was a real strong performance by Hurd and certainly with Ackenhauser finishing it off.
Yeah, I think that was a very good start for day one SEC tournament. You know, obviously, I think they were hoping to get, you know, five out of Hurd, and they got, you know, five plus. And, you know, he ran into a little trouble at the end. Obviously, he was up to 100 pitches, which probably was the first time all year that he's even touched that you know, 100-pitch range. So, obviously, you're going to get tired. He walked a couple guys at the end. But Ackenhauser came in, obviously, and, you know, and really shut the door and made some big pitches. And you know, South Carolina tried to ease their way back in to get a couple guys on base. He did get with that one kind of call. He got that 3-2 curveball for a strike that kind of helped him. But after that, it was over, you know. And big day one for the Tigers.
The other thing, too, about it, Bob and I were talking about it, they hadn't announced the pitching thing, but now that you play Arkansas, to me, now it's Paul Skeens, Baltimore.
Yeah, you know, it's tricky because I guess you really got to figure out because they're trying to line up, you know, when is Skeens going to pitch, right? He probably won't pitch game one of a regional if you're playing the four seed, right?
Correct.
I think the four seed could end up being, you know, could be Nicholls State if they win the Southland tournament. You know what I mean? It could be somebody from the Southland Conference, somebody. So they're going to probably pitch Thatcher Hurd. They're going to probably pitch Blake Money. They're going to take that chance and put Skeens on day two. So if you pitch him tomorrow and they, you know, it's kind of tricky because I kind of feel like he may go Ty Floyd tomorrow.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then depend on who's the number one seed, you know, number four seed. Say if they get a four seed that comes out of the Northeast who has like, you know, 35, 40 wins, you know. You know, maybe he starts the Friday night of regionals, you know. So, because I would think, you know, it's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday regional at the box, and Skeens is going to probably pitch Saturday. So, I would think you try to line him up best possible on Saturday. But although you let him pitch tomorrow and then you give him a couple extra days rest, you know, you get him extra bullpen in between. I think he definitely wants to beat Arkansas, though, because, you know, that's a nice power play win. So, I mean, my money's on Skeens tomorrow, but Jay's always got some up his sleeve, you know. He's a planner.
Yeah, and we see it even with, you know, Davin has struggled a bit with the bat lately. And then him moving Dylan Cruz to leadoff. Your thoughts about that? Because, you know, we both know Dugas really well. He's from the Bayou part of things in Louisiana, and he's been a really good player, but he's been in a slump. And I think they wanted to see something different, and having Dylan become that leadoff guy.
Yeah, so you know, Dugas fell in a little slump, but the reason why Jay put Cruz in that leadoff spot is because obviously, if you can tell throughout the year, people started pitching around him.
Correct.
Obviously, he was hitting some mistakes, but he wasn't getting a ton of pitches, right? Tommy Tanks is leading the nation RBIs for one reason, Dylan Cruz, right? He's been on base 650% of the time, right? So by moving Cruz to the leadoff spot, it kind of puts a little more pressure on the pitcher to throw him more strikes, right? Because at the end of the day, what do you always hear all your life as a pitcher? Don't walk the leadoff guy, right? Whether it's the first guy of the game or the first guy of the inning, right? Don't walk the leadoff guy. So I haven't spoke to Jay about it, but I know baseball thinking. Jay's thinking, I'm putting him in the leadoff spot. Number one, he's going to get the most at-bats of anybody on my team. He's the best hitter in the country. Why not let him get the most at-bats?
Right? So, Scotty, number you two, think he stays there?
I think he does, to be honest. I don't see him, you know, I don't see why he doesn't. I mean, it's not like he's hurting for a number three or four hole hitter. He's got three, four, five. He's got three, four, five hole hitters in his lineup. Some of them are batting six or seven some night. You know, so the only time you take a guy like Cruz and say you got to stay in three or four is because I don't have anybody else in that slot. He's got Morgan. He's got Travinsky. He's got Tommy Tanks. He's got Jarrett Jones, who hadn't even hardly played lately because he fell into a slot. But he's got four guys that can put in the three or four slot that have that type of talent, that type of power, that type of RBI, you know, driving in runs, you know. So at the end of the day, it's really about protecting a guy like Tommy Tanks, right? Because obviously if you don't have anybody behind him who can hit, they can just start pitching around him. Now you know, so it's always a chess game, you know. But I like Cruz in the leadoff spot. Obviously, you know, he slowed down. He was like 9 for his last 42, you know, which was for him is really bad. But for everybody else, it's just baseball, you know. But I see him standing in that leadoff spot the rest of the way.
Now, Scott, speaking of baseball, we were talking about this early because here you are. You're a major leaguer and look at your son and everything involved. What is your take on, like, you know, you're a top prospect, or you might not be a top prospect, but you love baseball. You still think maybe you could be a late bloomer, like with the JUCO route. And you look right here in Louisiana, you look at LSU Eunice, you look at Delgado, they going back to the World Series. So what is your take on that? Because right now, it almost seems like you can lose a player, name, image, and likeness and all that, and the transfer portal and what comes about. But right here in our own backyard, I'm looking at Delgado, and they went to the World Series 85, 2007, 14, 15, 16, and now they're back with Coach Sherman. Is that something? How would you advise or encourage maybe a high school player? Like, I love baseball. Well, would you maybe, tell them, well, maybe, you know, I want to play for LSU. Well, maybe you might develop into that, or whether it be Nicholls State or whatever, UNO. But an opportunity as a JUCO player, what's your take on that?
It's funny, yeah. So I tell people all the time, because one thing that people always ask me, they're like, hey, would you play in the major leagues? Why didn't you go to LSU? I said, well, number one, I wasn't good enough. And number two, they offered me a walk-on spot. I was like, why would I go walk-on at LSU? Because obviously they don't think enough of me to give me a scholarship. So what are my chances of playing? So I said, number two, my dad was a basketball coach at Nicholls. I grew up a colonel. All I wanted to be my life was a Nicholls State colonel. So I went there because I knew I could play. I knew I could play right away. I knew I could figure out a way. Because at the end of the day, I tell kids I said, go somewhere where you know you're going to get the chance to play, right? Don't go to a school where you're hoping you're going to get the chance to play, because if you don't play, you can't get better. They say practice was perfect. No, practice makes you better, but games is what makes you become a player, or say it's time to hang them up and
do
a job,
something right? else. Yeah, right.
You know, but you know, I tell kids all the time, if Cameron's a perfect example. Coming out of high school, Cameron, he didn't qualify because of test scores and stuff, so he had to go JUCO route. But I would have told him, I would have advised him, Cameron, you're 6'1" and you weigh 160 pounds, right? You need to go to junior college. You throw 88 to 90, but in 2-3 years, when you start playing baseball year-round and training year-round, you're going to be throwing 92, 93, 94, 95, and you're going to be 180 pounds. So I said, then you want to try to make your mark and maybe step to the SEC, and that's exactly what he did.
Charlie?
Yeah, Scott, so I was looking back at the schedule with Arkansas specifically with this upcoming matchup. LSU, of course, taking 2 of 3 from them at home back in March. They had that doubleheader sweep after losing that first game in 10 innings. Arkansas, after that, kind of went on a tear. Outside of one random weekend at Georgia where they got swept, they were really, really stout. They're the 2 seed for a reason. Dave Van Horn, Coach of the Year. I want to get your evaluation on the Razorbacks as a team.
You know, they are probably – they probably have the deepest pitching staff in the SEC, meaning starters, relievers, everything else, right? So, number one, that's the reason why they had such success, you know, throughout the long haul of the season. Obviously, they got swept here and there. That's part of baseball, right? But obviously, they just have a good, solid team. I'll be honest, I don't think they're as good as LSU. Doesn't mean they can't beat the Tigers tomorrow, obviously. You know, I mean, I think if Skeens is on the mound tomorrow, I know I'm pretty sure they're going to throw their ace as well. So that's why I say earlier, that's why I have a feeling I think Jay's going to throw his ace, because at the end of the day, you know, for the Tigers and Arkansas, this SEC tournament doesn't mean as much to them as, you know, like Alabama, because Alabama, they need to keep winning to try to be a host, right? LSU and Arkansas, they're locked in. They're going to have super regionals. They're going to have regionals. They're locked, right? So they're looking to play. Well, I'm not saying they do not want to not win the championship, but it's not the end of the world if they don't. Does that make sense? Kind of like Kim Mulkey when she went to the SEC tournament for the women's, right? She was like, we want to win at least one game because last year we didn't win any. After that, you know what I mean, we're preparing for the real deal, you know, the playoffs. And that's where LSU is at. They want to get through this, get some guys some work on the mound, get some guys some at-bats, keep everybody healthy, and get ready for next Thursday or next Friday when, you know, after when all the seedings come out and everybody's in Tiger Stadium. You know, because at the end of the day, Tiger Stadium is a difference maker for 90% of every team that comes in to that arena, you know, to the box, because not many people have ever pitched in front of 12,000 people in their life. Nobody's ever hit with the bases loaded with 12,000 people in the stands. You know what I mean? So I think Arkansas they're as good as the team out there. You know, and I'll be honest, I see them making it to Omaha just like LSU.
Now, you know, Scott, when you look at the whole SEC top to bottom. But you see upsets all the time, like even to kick off the season. Remember Missouri, they beat Tennessee like three straight, swept them. So, and then you look at the perception where they're at. But you know what I'm looking at? You look at where LSU's at. You look at maybe the potential of Tennessee. They live up to expectations. You look at Vanderbilt. Now you look at Arkansas. You know, it's old school, and then it's right there, and I guess maybe they're talking about them in Florida, but we're not. How about the Florida Gators and where they're at?
No, Florida is just as good as Vanderbilt, LSU, Arkansas. I mean, those guys, I mean, they have a couple, you know, they have the kid from Southern Miss who beat LSU last year. He transferred over. Yep. He's their ace, and the acer number two guy, you know. They have the guy that hits and pitches. I mean, you know, I mean, they have some serious talent, you know, like I said. But once again, the one thing is, I don't know if you ever watch Florida baseball on TV. It's like, it's kind of weird because they always have a really good team. But if you watch the games, they have like 1,500 people in the stands, you know.
Right.
And it's
right.
Just kind of really weird to me. You know what I mean? And maybe it's 2,000. But when you go to the box and you see like, okay, and then you watch it on TV, it's just like, so they just they don't always have that wow factor. You know what I mean? And that's the one thing about them, you know. I don't think anybody's ever scared to go into Florida and play. You know, people come to Alex Box and they get like, oh, man, Alex Box, they get a little jittery. You know what I mean? The lights come on and you know, they got a little butterflies in their stomach, you know. But Florida's got as good a team as anybody else. You know, I mean, there's, you know, obviously it depends on how regions lay out. But, I mean, I can see as many as four SEC teams making it to Omaha.
Whoa. Scott, but that goes to show you the talent in the SEC. I know we've talked about it all season long, just how much talent has accumulated here, and is everything going to click for you? Like it did with Ole Miss last year, Mississippi State the year before. Everything worked for them late.
Hey, but Scott, before we let you run, no, you being a pitcher, you got to like Wake Forest because the people we've talked to, it's like, oh, well, they're pitching.
Let's see how well they do against that SEC pitching.
No,
they get farther down the road.
They always say Wake Forest pitching. That's why they're number one.
I watched them play a couple weekends ago, and they're legit too. So they're legit. So
thank you, Scott. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, all right, guys. Scott. Have a great evening.
All righty, Scotty Sanders, former Major League Baseball pitcher, covering the LSU Fighting Tigers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!